Coming up this Sunday at 7:30, Playmakers Repertory Company is back on stage virtually, of course. They're hosting an online reading of the play Love, Loss, and What I Wore. This was written by Nora and Delia Ephron, and the cast is incredible. It's going to be directed by Vivian Benesch, who's the artistic director at Playmakers, and it stars a number of names that you might be familiar with: Deborah Messing, Cameron Manheim, and Maren Hinkle, who's on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Proceeds from this show are going to benefit Playmakers' ongoing operations. PlaymakersRep.org for tickets and more information. But we are joined on the phone right now by two of the names I just mentioned, Vivian Benesch and Maren Hinkle. Vivian, Maren, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Hi. Of course. It's wonderful to be here with you guys in, the land of radio. I wish we could all be together, but...
Well, Maren, let me start with you. Before we get to the play itself and what it's going to entail on Sunday, I want to catch up with both of you about how the last 8 months have been and what you've been doing to manage. Maren, we've all been waiting for season four forever, and I know you all have been having to take some time off, but filming for season four is about to get started, right?
You're absolutely right. So we were originally supposed to start up shooting, and I guess it was about March. It gets pushed to May, keeps getting pushed and pushed, and all we do is a lot of Zoom calls with one another. Tony Shalhoub actually has become a grandpa in the middle of the COVID time, and so we get lots of pictures of his incredible grandson. And so that's kind of the way we bask in our family connection. But we really miss each other, the cast, and it's been really hard. But we're hoping to start shooting really soon.
How have you personally been holding up through all this?
Ah, thanks. You know, I have a child. I have a son who doesn't feel like a child anymore. He's pretty much a man. And I bask in the delight of being able to be around him more. I'm not sure he loves that as much as I love it, but I'm doing a lot of cooking. As Vivian knows, I'm not a huge cook in the past. I haven't been, but now I have, a variety of new cookbooks, and I make, as she has heard, I've been making pies and cookies like every single day and giving them to the neighbors because one can't eat, too much of that. But anyway, that's kind of what I've been doing, is a lot of gardening and cooking and spending time with my child and praying that, everybody I know and love is safe and that our country is headed into a direction of more health.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're getting back into filming in January, but it's been a long time between seasons. How do you get back into character after all that time?
What a great question. I have got to maybe rewatch all three seasons because in some ways, maybe delighting in the world by watching it again will help me embark on it. I know I'm supposed to have a fitting this week, and I've done a couple of those already. And when I don the beautiful clothes, that gives me about... I'd say 80% of the character comes back at that point, just because my character is, very much about how she presents. So that really, really helps. And then just being around the other actors when we can actually start again, I think in so many ways I think as people, we often are who we are in response to those around us. And that's very true of being an actor as well. It's like what they offer me as we rehearse will probably bring back Rose. I hope.
It will. Do you have the script yet? Do you know what happens?
No, I don't. And it's so funny because I write little emails. In fact, thank you for reminding me. I'm going to write another little email to Amy Sherman-Palladino and her extraordinary husband, Dan, too, and just kind of pretend that I'm not being pushy and nosy. But the truth is I feel very pushy and nosy, and all I want to know is what's going to happen to Rose? But it's actually also very fun. It's kind of like a big holiday when you get the script and you get it the night before you do your work, and you just sit there and you like turn each page like, what? No, everything is a huge surprise. So I do love that part of it.
I'm going to chime in here and say that secretly, I hope you get to go back to Paris.
Oh, I wish. Let me tell you, my character, I think of that all the time. That was where Rose, I think, really found, much of herself, was sort of like in rediscovering her youth. And, I always say this about one of the reasons I became an actor, to sort of segue into theater, is because I loved as a kid just, playing and having stories and sort of playing them out. And I think that what was so great about Rose's journey when she went to Paris is that she kind of returned to her her more youthful and childlike connection of self. And I think that we all need to do that. We all need a little Parisification, as Vivian accurately points out.
Absolutely.
Viv actually speaks French. I know, Viv, just to also let everybody know, Vivian and I are not just meeting for this particular wonderful benefit for Playmakers. We've known each other. Viv, I was actually going to say this for some of your advertising, but I didn't want to really give everybody our ages. But I was thinking that, I think that we could say, because all I said was decades upon decades, but let's put it this way. We've known each other, like, when we met, it's been longer amount of years alive than the age we were when we met. That sounds like a mathematical problem. But let's just put it this way. We met in college. We became the closest of friends, lived together through graduate school, have shared all birthdays and celebrations and, you know, child being born and people dying and people, you know, it's just been an extraordinary journey. She is a sister. Viv is my dear sister.
Dear.
So, yeah.
I have been shameless in calling upon some of my nearest and dearest because I know how much they love the theater. Maren and I played Rosalind and Celia together in As You Like It way, way, way back when. That was the first time we got to play sisters, and we do it the rest of our life. But with Deb Messing, who was my graduate school classmate, and Cameron Mannheim, who I've known since graduate school. She was not in our class. But what's amazing, I have to do a little push here that six out of eight of the people performing on Sunday night went to NYU's graduate acting program. And I push that now because also here at Playmakers, so many of us have wound up here in North Carolina at Playmakers. And it's a real tribute. It was an extraordinary program, as is the one here in North Carolina, and I think at UNC Chapel Hill. So it's kind of this amazing moment to bring to converge these worlds together with this benefit performance of What Wealth and What I Wore.
Speaking with Maren Hinkle and Vivian Benesch, and Vivian, let's just keep going in that vein for you the last 8 months, and for the Playmakers program. I know all of us in Chapel Hill have been itching to get back into the theater and see y'all on stage, but life has certainly gone on, and you have done a lot of stuff online and behind the scenes, and I know the training program is still going on. How have you held up, and how is the program been going?
You know, it's, I think the title Love, Loss, and What I Wore is somewhat apt, although everyone knows it's a very delightful evening. It is not all on the loss side. But it's been a really, you know, personally, a very, very challenging year. I feel incredibly fortunate to have a job that I love, that is secure in that, you know, we Playmakers operate embedded within the university, but we are very much a standalone professional company as well within that. So our funding is hugely reliant on ticket sales. And those have, you know, gone away for every arts organization right now, the performing arts in particular, you know, and we don't know when that's going to change back. And so it has been an extraordinary time of having to not only reinvent ourselves, but also, you know, plan into the future for recovery and all that, and to try to support each other. I mean, that's one of the silver linings through this difficult period is that I have had more contact with arts leaders here in the Triangle, specifically theater arts leaders, and really helping each other through this. If just by knowing that we're there for each other, you know, whether we're talking about COVID and safety plans and unions and how we get back up on our feet, or whether we're talking about racial justice and our anti-racism plans and how we stay relevant and vital moving into the future, all of that, I have not felt alone in that, and it can be a very lonely time for all of us. So I'm really appreciative of that. And, you know, we have we have sort of reinvented. We have a fully virtual season this year. And so far we've been able to work, you know, to stay with Playmakers' core values of working on new work. We just finished a workshop of a beautiful new play called The Storyteller by Sarah Gina Cardi that won the Thomas Wolfe International Play Prize. We're going to release the virtual world premiere of Jacqueline Lawton's Edges of Time coming up. We've got a Mike Wiley show, His Blood Done Signed My Name, that I know a lot of people in the Triangle have seen, but now is the time to see it again if you have seen it or if you never have gotten that chance to play. So we're making an As You Like It, a blues-infused As You Like It. People say, oh, is it, it must be sad not to be making theater. And honestly, for those of us who can, we're working harder than ever. And, you know, we know that our amazing loyal supporting us, and we love that. But in this virtual world, we also have the opportunity to reach, we hope, new audiences who may choose when we do come back live to come visit us. I feel like I just spoke for a very long time.
That was incredibly inspiring it's so creative what you guys have all been doing and collaborating to figure out how to move and shift with, you know, the times. I mean, really, theater cannot die for any of us, so we have to redefine. And I love, Viv, what you just said.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all had to learn, right, to deal with what technology can offer. And I have to say, even last night when I said to Vivian, how can I help promote the show? And suddenly I had to sit there and figure out how to actually record myself. These are things that I did not know how to do very well prior to this. So we all have learned how to be different kinds of performers by kind of the new manner of Zooming.
Yeah.
One other thing I'll mention is that another like core value for me and near and dear to my heart is really amplifying women's voices, and it's something that it's really been important to me for the 5 years that I've been here. And so Love, Loss, and What I Wore, when I was thinking what could we do as a fundraiser, as a gala performance, how can I draw on the incredible women in this company and some of the amazing women that I know who have some national celebrity. And Love, Loss, and What I Wore, just suddenly I was like, oh, I love this piece. And it has something for everyone, men and women, in it. But it really touches, I mean, Nora Ephron, for those who love Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. But I keep calling it chicken soup for the soul, right? It's got, it's not political. It's about very real things, love and loss, and a lot of the crazy that women go through in their relationship to clothing and accessories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's about relationships and about, again, women having each other's backs. And that meant a lot to me to be able to sort of center around that for this fundraiser.
Speaking with Vivian Benesch, you just heard her. Maren Hinkle also with us. The show is Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Nora and Delia Ephron wrote it. It is going to be Sunday, December 6th, 7:30 at Playmakers Repertory Company online. Of course, you can get all of the information, including tickets, at playmakersrep.org. I want to talk with you forever, but we got to start wrapping up. I always end theatrical interviews with the same question, so I'll throw it out to you. Don't spoil your favorite moment in the show. What's your second favorite moment in the show?
You know, I'll answer that by saying it's a little bit vague, but I, as Vivian has just said, I get to work with this group of women who I have enormous history with, and Cameron and Deborah and Vivian and Julia Gibson happen to be people that I've shared things like. Julia and I were together on the day of 9/11, for instance, and Deborah and Cameron and I all have only child boys. And so we've all bonded at times with moments going, how do we actually handle life with these growing and aging changes? And so the idea that I get to actually share a screen and an acting space with them, that will be such a moment of delight for hopefully the audience, but very much for myself. I've never gotten to do that with this particular group of women, and I'm thrilled. So that's what I would say is my favorite thing, or my second favorite, as you asked.
Vivian?
You know, you're going to ask me to choose one of my babies, so I'm not going to do it. not even my second favorite, but I'm just going to follow up on what Maren's saying. For me, like, having in the midst of this time when we can't be together, making something together with this group of women has really been just a little beacon of light. So my, other than the event itself, which I think is going to be glorious fun, my second favorite thing is working with these amazing sisters to make it.
Any other logistical details that people need to know about the show?
You know, I think the only thing to say, I think people are getting more and more used to getting on their devices to watch things. I would, you know, you will, if you purchase a ticket on our website for this, you will get sent a streaming link on the day of the event that you can click on anytime after 7 o'clock. And we will go live. The actual show starts at 7:30, but everyone should know this is live. It is real live theater, even though it's got a great design and all of that. And we will have a great discussion after it where we can reminisce a little all together. But it will, you know, people should get their tickets and join in the fun for a great Sunday night, because it will sadly disappear, unlike a great piece of live theater where we might do it for 3 weeks or 3 months or 6 months. This is one night only.
Maren, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. Actually, I was just thinking something. I was thinking I forgot that it's live, and so I have to talk to my dog and say, my dog's name is Einstein. Say, Einstein, you can't bark very much in the middle of this live performance, okay, honey? Because sometimes he likes to sing if ambulances go by. So we'll have to discuss with him that he's not allowed to interrupt the live performance.
That makes it that much more exciting,
totally,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He can totally make an appearance in the post-show discussion. I look forward to that.
Oh, good. I'll tell him that.
Well, again, playmakersrep.org is the website. Go there, get tickets, find out more information. The show itself is Sunday, December 6th, 7:30 p.m. It will be live. Do not miss it. Love, Loss, and What I Wore with Maren Hinkle, Deborah Messing, Cameron Manheim, Julia Gibson, Kathy Hunter-Williams, and a whole lot more, and Vivian Benesch directing it. It's going to be terrific. Vivian, Maren, thank you so much, both of you, for being
Thanks
with us today.
So much.
Thank you, Maren.